Hello, it is Angel Shantae, and you are tuned into the Glow the Fuck Up podcast, where we millennial ladies learn how to live our best lives, let go of societal's norms for us, and just, you know, live unapologetically. This episode I'm really excited about. It's about protecting your energy during the holiday season. Now, the holidays are meant for love, connection, and great times. However, we all know that sometimes a person or a thing can dampen the mood, you know, lower the vibe, and we definitely don't have time for that, especially with the pandemic and everything going on around us. We want to make sure that this is the best holiday season yet, and the only way that we can really ensure that is going to occur is by protecting our energy. Now, let's just go ahead and get right into it. So, during this holiday season, you definitely have to remember that you are not obligated to share any personal details about your life because you know they're coming. When you're going to get married, when you're going to have kids, are you really going to move on the other side of the United States or wherever you're located? You know the questions are going to come. But I want to remind you right now that you are not obligated to share any of these details if you don't want to, which leads me into my next step. Please remember that you don't have to share your personal details or, you know, entertain a conversation about your personal details in front of an audience. You know, maybe you don't feel like sharing your next step or sharing about your fertility journey and different things like that. Really personal details in front of everybody in your family. You may just want to share that with your sister. You may just want to share that with your father, whoever, and not just in front of the whole family. So remember, you don't have to share your personal details in front of an audience. For those that really care about that and really want to know more in depth and want to make sure that you're comfortable, they will ask you that, you know, to the side at the holiday party, or they'll text you afterwards. But don't feel obligated to share those details in front of an audience. Also, if something or someone, whoever that may be, is making you uncomfortable, let it be known. You know, we spend so many years like just taking things from people, right? Taking what they say, and even though that made us feel some type of way, we just took it, you know, like, yeah, I'm gonna take that because that's my uncle, that's my momo, that's whoever. But that really hurted you. That really made you feel uncomfortable. That had you feeling some type of way. Now, I'm not saying that you gotta be disrespectful with it, but just let it be known in a respectful way. Like, set the boundary. Hey, I do not like talking about this. When you said this, it made me really uncomfortable. Can you refrain from talking about that in front of me? You know, especially at holiday parties, work parties, family parties, you know, friends miss, it's hella people that this person could be talking to about that topic. You know, they can pick someone else, especially if you are uncomfortable talking about it. So remember, if something or someone is making you uncomfortable, you got to let it be known, because how can they know that that bothers you if you don't speak up for yourself? You know, always make sure that you're setting those boundaries and you're setting them clearly. Another thing is, you don't have to attend every social gathering this holiday season. Really take the time before you say, yes, I'm going to attend, to just say, let me check my calendar. Let me see what else is going on this week. Whatever you need to create that, like, hey, I need to take some time first to see if I'm going to go, to see if I truly want to attend. And even if you said you were going to attend and then the day of and you checking in with your energy, you seeing how you feel in that day and you're feeling very depleted, you're already feeling tired, you're just not feeling for it, it's okay to not go. It's okay to message that person, call that person up and say, hey, I know I said I was going to attend, but I'm not really feeling up for it today. You know, make sure that you're not spreading yourself so thin because you feel like you have to go to all these holiday parties, you have to attend all these gatherings. Let me say it again, you don't. Also in this holiday season, let it be known that nobody is going to disrespect your personal beliefs and values. That is definitely a no-no. If you continue to disrespect me, I will be leaving. I don't have to sit here and hear all you, you know, especially if it's something that you know is going to stir something up in you, you don't have to sit there and take on the disrespect. So for me, I am, I love to do gentle parenting, conscious parenting. Like, I'm an advocate for that. And some people in my family just don't understand that. But that doesn't mean, like, I'm just going to let them go ham on my parenting style. No, I'm going to set the boundary. I'm going to say, hey, we may have a disagreement or disagreeance on how to raise children in this world, but this is what I'm choosing to do. And I'm going to need you to respect that, just how I'm respecting how you parent your child or lack thereof. I'm just saying. So let's make sure that everybody's personal beliefs are being respected this holiday season. Also, let's see. So don't stress about these gifts. You know, it's your money. You get to decide how you want to spend it, okay? Everybody don't need to get a gift, especially if you don't want to buy the gifts, you know, especially if you can't afford to. Do not be getting on these credit cards, buying everything on credit for these gifts and then wondering how you're going to pay it back. No, ma'am. Protect your energy, but also by protecting your pockets. Protect your coins, because we don't have time in January wondering how am I going to pay this stuff back because you wanted to make sure everybody got a gift. Let me repeat that again. Please don't stress about these gifts this holiday season. Your presence is the present. For those who truly care about you and love you, trust me, your presence alone is going to be the present enough. Also, hunty, ignore the gaslighting. You know, your great aunts, your daddy, your mama, whoever in your family that likes to get up under your skin so they can get a reaction out of you. Don't fall for the trap. I'm speaking from personal experience. It's been too many times in my past that I fell for this trap. And then afterwards, we have my energy all fucked up because I really was like falling for it. Like, oh yeah, you really trying to get at me right now? You really trying to come at me right now? Like, that ain't even what happened. This is really what occurred. And now you all stirred up when you don't even need to be. Remember what the holiday season is for: love, great times, fun times, high vibes. And when you fall into gaslighting, each time that lowers your vibe. So please do not fall for the trap. And always remember to prioritize your self-care. Because during these times, we will be ripping and running. We will be from one place to the next. We have so many things going on, so many ideas, so much parties to go to, you know, gift shopping, the Hallmark movies. Your emotions are all over the place during holiday season. And to protect your energy, you got to make sure you're prioritizing your self-care. So meditating, doing something that sparks joy within you, getting away from everybody, you know, like, hey, I need some time to myself, maybe a getaway, whatever self-care ritual that you already have in place, amplify that times 10 during the holiday season. Now, last but not least, now I say the hardest one for last, especially for those who know me personally will know that this is definitely a hard one for me, but hold back on the clap back to protect your energy this holiday season. Everything and everyone doesn't deserve a disrespectful response. Like, I know y'all see the memes and they be talking about, oh, I see you still, you know, don't have no man, and like, I still see you with your cheating ass husband. Like, we don't need the disrespectful clapbacks, you know, this season, because that is something else that also can F with your energy and also lower your vibe. And most times when these people are clapping or being disrespectful to you out of nowhere first, it's because they are miserable with themselves. And what do we know? Misery loves company. Don't give them the satisfaction. Do not try to join their miserable ass table. Do not try to indulge in their misery with them, because it is not worth it. And we are not miserable ass people. We are people that are glowing up, that are living their lives unapologetically, and we're being fearless and knowing that, hey, if you are going to disrespect me, I'm going to distance my ass from you. Keep your miserable ass over there while I keep it moving, growing and glowing this holiday season and throughout 2022, okay? Now, I know this may have sounded very hyper, but I'm very hyper right now, and I'm very hype about getting this message sent through. I want to feel like I'm on your street right now. I want you to feel like I'm talking to you on the phone before you about to start, you know, accepting these Christmas invitations and all that. Like, I really wanted to be cemented that protecting your energy is the only way that you're going to make it through this holiday season happy and healthy. Word of the Cheerios. And I'm hoping that you love this episode. If you want more content like this, check out some of my other episodes. And make sure to check me out on Instagram at The Angel Shantae. And I've also recently launched a Instagram page for Glow the Fuck Up. Somebody already had that, so I want to say it's a dot where the U is in fuck. But yes, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please leave your feedback, leave a review, and if you want to, you know, engage with me directly, find me on Instagram. Happy holidays!